Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Hello, this is Fred, Festival Insider. I'm Steve Hargrave, and we are on the red carpet at the London Film Festival 2019 edition. This one is rather special. We're here at the premiere of the new Robert Eggers movie, The Lighthouse, which has, of course, already got great acclaim because it's already starring Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe as the two main actors in this. Robert Eggers, of course, previously gave us The Witch, a small independent movie that became big news as a horror film and got a lot of attention on the independent circuit and really sort of raised into this great acclaim. As you can see, he's got a bigger cast for this one, getting Dafoe and Pattinson involved. People already questioning, is it a horror movie? Is it a kind of psychological drama, a study of masculinity? Is it sort of tension? Is it the idea of two men slowly going mad in an unoccupied lighthouse in the 1890s New England? It's certainly very different, shot in 4x3 format, in black and white, incredibly stylish movie. We're here on the carpet anyway to talk to the director and one of the stars. So we've caught up with Mr. Willem Dafoe and the director, Robert Eggers. Willem Dafoe joining us now on Fred Festival Insider here, London Film Festival, launching The Lighthouse. Yeah, Willem Dafoe, I saw this yesterday. It's stuck in my head. I miss your beard, though.
I do. I don't miss my beard. That's for sure.
What's it like? Because this is very out there, done a blast, and people won't really know what to expect, I suppose.
I think that's the beauty of it. It's a film unlike anyone I can think of. But for me, it's a beautiful film, and people really respond to it, so I'm very happy to be presenting it here. Yeah,
sparring with Mr. Robert Pattinson.
Yes,
you two go head to head. What was that like? Because, you know, some people will know he does some roles like this. Others might just know him from Twilight or things like that.
Well, they won't now. Hopefully, no. He was a good partner, and it's basically a two-hander. And we filmed in a very specific place with very terrible weather, but I think the results are good. So.
Those words Robert Eggers and his brother Max have written for you, I mean, it's almost Shakespearean, this sort of pirate theme.
It's very rare to have elevated poetic language like that in a movie. You know, you still have to root it in a kind of naturalism, but it's elevated. It's not usual language. So that's a pleasure because that language is very evocative.
Yeah. People often sort of think about movies, you know, being glamorous on set. Certainly in this instance, I suppose you were out there in the elements as well.
Suppose you saw the movie. What you see in the movie is pretty much what we were doing. Sometimes it's really nice that a movie is very close to how you shot it, and this is one of those cases.
What are your hopes for a film like this? Because it's in black and white, you know, the 4x3 format. It's certainly different to others. Do you hope a wide audience get to see this? This does reach a wide audience it deserves.
I hope it does, just because I think it's beautiful. It has a simple story, but I think people will enter it on many levels. And the black and white, it's not a novelty, and I think, you know, it's not, you know, I don't think that's going to bother people. Once they enter into the movie, they won't even think about it being black and white. They'll just hopefully be in the story and enjoy it.
It's that foghorn that stayed in my head 24 hours after I've seen it.
You and me both, baby.
It's still in there. Willem, so nice to see you on Fred. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joining us on Fred Festival Inside on the red carpet at the London Film Festival with his new movie is Mr. Robert Eggers. How are you?
Tired.
But happy.
Always.
Yeah. What does it mean to be here to launch The Lighthouse? An incredible movie, very different from movies that we've seen around. Very surreal, very glorious, very you.
Thanks. No, it's an honor to be here. It was great to have The Witch here. And beyond the honor of being at the festival, I just love London. So it's always good to be here.
People trying to put this into a category and explain it. I mean, do you want to do that or define it? Is it horror? Is it like a psychological drama?
I don't need to define it to make myself happy, and nor do I think the film needs it. But, like, we live in a world where you need to, like, label things to talk about them, and you need to label things to market them. So I get it. I don't really think this is a horror movie, but beyond, like, distribution and selling tickets, like, there's a lot of people who've earnestly gotten forgotten my intentions and believe it's a horror movie. So I'm not going to tell them it's not, you know.
The best thing I feel is that 24 hours later, those foghorns are in my head still.
That's
so
great.
It makes a smile. Let's talk about the wonderful cast, because it's this doubleheader. They're so good all the way through the film, sparring, fighting, drinking things. But what I still like to have, you know, Robert Pattinson, Willem Dafoe, of course, he's just behind you, there for you. I mean, that's just glorious performances.
It's a dream. I mean, Dafoe was a hero of mine. He's even more of a hero after working with him. And Pattinson has clearly proven himself to be one of the greatest actors of his generation. So, you know, we have Dustin Hoffman and Olivier, like, going at it.
It's really good. You must have just enjoyed watching them on set once you knew they'd nailed those characters.
Oh, yeah. They're just a pleasure. And so intense and so passionate. And either of them would have, you know, cut their hand off for the movie. I mean, if it was required.
Yeah, Willem, we know, will go out there for a performance, and he does. Robert Pattinson, you know, people might not have seen him do this type of role before. They can expect the unexpected here.
Yeah, I mean, they should try a little harder because he's done it before. But this was a little more range, actually, than maybe he's had the opportunity to do in some other things. But no less powerful than some previous recent performances.
Brilliant. And done it in almost square format, black and white. It's great to see something so different on screen. Thanks so much for bringing it to London.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, London.
I loved it. Enjoyed it.
Thanks so much. Take care. So that was Robert Eggers and Willem Dafoe talking to us here at the London Film Festival at the launch of The Lighthouse. Certainly a movie to look out for. Very different both in look and feel from a lot of the other movies that are around. But they're hoping for big things as well, particularly with that attention on the other star who wasn't here tonight, Mr. Pattinson, who, of course, is getting busy because he's getting ready to play the new Batman. That's it for now on this very busy London Film Festival red carpet. For Fred Festival Insider, I'm Steve Hargrave.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.